My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, it's election day. And, man, it is such an important time for us as a nation to come together and really make our voices heard. You know, our U.S. Constitution begins with this preamble: "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." How critically important is that? And our Declaration of Independence really is the undergirding document when it comes to this voting issue, this national conscience. Now, it begins by saying the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the law of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, let's take a look at what that means and how that is applicable to what we're watching take place today. The Ninth Amendment says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Listen to what I just said. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And we have an expressly written Bill of Rights, but that Bill of Rights does not mean that it's the end all of the rights that we have, and it's important for us to understand and to hang on to. Let me read for you also the 10th Amendment. Now, the 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now that's talking about powers. But in the Ninth Amendment that I read to you, it talks about rights. And it's important for us to recognize what the Declaration of Independence says. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights that cannot be taken away. And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need to value life. And as we go to the polls today to cast our ballots and make our decisions, we've seen a bombardment of commercials, ad campaigns, suggesting that a certain party is protecting the rights of a woman while another party is trampling the rights of a woman to make a choice. Folks, basic biology, basic sex education, if it were actually taught appropriately, would clarify this question in total by simply stating facts. The act of sex, the act of sexual intercourse, the act of that coming together like that act is done, and its primary purpose and primary function is to create a life. The arousals and the enjoyments and all the other things that are around that and the fulfillments and there's so many other things. There's a chemical connection, therefore a physiological connection. There is a spiritual connection. There's a whole lot of things that happen when a man and a woman come together, which is why it is identified as being a very important part of the marriage union and a very significant role that it plays in the relationship. But it's not about lust. It is about physical attraction, but it is about covenant and unifying, and it is about giving life and love. And that love that happens between husband and wife bears fruit. And the Word of God says that the fruit of the womb is the blessing of God. And that fruit of the womb is a child. And so life begins at conception, and it's important for us to understand that the choice and the decision and the lie that is being permeated in our schools today is teaching children that because they at one time were this conception, but that when they were conceived, they didn't matter. And the truth of the matter is that we're teaching them through Darwinism, through evolution, through the idea that there's no creator, that nothing was created and given any specific form of value. When we have done this, when we have made this the doctrine that we give, people say, oh, well, we don't want to teach moral doctrines to kids, but that's not appropriate. It shouldn't be in school. That's religious. Folks, they're teaching a moral doctrine. They're teaching a moral doctrine of, I guess, a form of moral relativism. But what they're really teaching is they're teaching that life doesn't matter. Life has no value unless some elite force, some elite person, somebody higher up the chain suggests that it does. I remember the story of the woman who brought me to the Lord, and she was an orphan in Czechoslovakia in World War II, living with an uncle and an aunt, and the uncle didn't care for her very much, feeling very devalued. And along came the Nazis with their focus on the children and trying to grab what they believed to be the brightest children and then indoctrinate them into their system. And so they were doing testing in her village and in her area, and she tested very high on her scores. And so she was offered the opportunity to come in to their education system. And it gave her first taste of a sense of value. Now, she talks later in life about realizing that she was still chasing that emptiness when she found Jesus Christ. I've been there, done that, understand that. Sometimes the enemy still attacks us with that, still attacks me with that. Maybe he attacks you with that. This is the indoctrination that's happening in our school system today, to the devaluing of life, and it begins at the very youngest age. And it begins by implanting in the mind that the conception, the origin of life is not something that was planned by anyone or anything, that the origin of life had no value given to it whatsoever. And so subsequently, come on, think about this. Kids are smart. Kids are smart. They're very smart. They grow to become you. And you're smart. And when you were a kid, you figured these things out. Now, some of you are younger, and so you were indoctrinated to believe certain things. Hopefully, as you've come to this program and as you've come to programs like this, you've been helped through God to be able to see things that you didn't see when you were younger, when they were indoctrinating you. But this is part of that indoctrination, the devaluation of life. And so they take these young people and then they introduce them to sex. And I was talking with David Rubin about this in the break in the last segment. We were talking about what they're doing. They've eliminated father. He was talking about how Israel is experiencing a resurgence and they are getting stronger because they're coming back to what? Family values. Every successful culture has embraced family values, God's traditional family values. We mentioned the black community, Hispanic community, all communities, the European community, all communities, everybody, America. America was stronger when we had a wife and a husband and a wife, a father and a mother and children and a concrete family, God's family. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So we are talking about children. We are talking about this ideology that is given to kids. We're talking about family values, and we're talking about the base family value, which is life. Because if we don't begin by grasping, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we're teaching Darwinism in our schools rather than creation, then we're not teaching our young people that there is a creator that has given them certain unalienable rights. Think about this for a minute. It's a logical conclusion. So we have been teaching for generations now that there is no creator. We have been teaching, hey David, we've been teaching for generations now that because there's no creator, there's no value to life. We've been teaching that in our schools. Our children have been inundated with the idea that there is no value to life. And if children are inundated with the idea that life has no value, there's no creator, they just crawled up out of some goop and ended up on the land. Think about what that means. Think about the implications of what that is telling kids. And so then when we talk about, and David, where I was going with this is of course today's the election. Look at you out there voting.
Yes,
love
sir.
You, man.
You,
love you. Look, hey, right here. This is what I did. Yeah. Right here. I voted.
Hey, wait a minute. I have no shame. In my game, I voted straight Republican. Not one Democrat got a mark.
That you know what? I voted the same way here in Texas, brother. I voted the same way. Yep, I voted the same way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, man. You know what? Today I want you to say good morning, America, because by gum, we have got to make this the United States. I was talking about our Constitution and about our Declaration of Independence and how it begins by getting our kids to understand. You know, there's a whole lot. They did make abortion a big deal this time.
And they
tried to make it all about, you know, a woman's right to choose. But
exactly.
But my point is that the right to choose begins at sex. It doesn't begin after the fact once you've got a baby growing inside of you. It begins at don't have illicit sex. Don't fornicate.
Well, Pastor Greg, now, in a perfect world, we know that that would work, okay? But this world is imperfect, and men and women are going to do whatever that they feel with their bodies. So we just have to be smart Americans. And to the American people and patriots across this country, I want to say this to you. On the show last night, we had Kathleen Murray, who has crafted the parent rights bill that'll end all of the homosexuals, the disrespect to the parents, the hating of the parents by the children. This bill that Governor DeSantis signed in Florida, we have it here in Illinois, and we're pushing to get Ms. Kathleen Murray in the 21st District elected so we can put this bill forth and get it passed and get all this foolishness out of our schools. And I want the American people to go to the polls. We have to. We have to save this country. The Democrats have already destroyed it. They continue to show their hand. The country is so weak right now. China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, all of them are looking at us saying we got homosexuals in the White House and in the military, and the country looks and appears to be weak. And I can guarantee you this Ukraine and the Russia thing, that's going to hit ahead, and the American people are going to be in World War III, and I just don't think that it's going to come over here. So I'm telling people to go out and vote so we can keep our Second Amendment rights intact, because we're going to need them guns and ammunition if we have to come to hand-to-hand combat. That's great.
Well, there are so many issues that I think are critically important in the election. There's no question. At the end of the day, this comes down to a determination as to what are the values that we're going to support and we're going to endorse. And are we going to endorse the values that are going to make our nation strong, which begins at a strong family? It begins at, a husband, a wife, and children. It begins in the home. It begins in restoring traditional family values. It begins in recognizing that our rights are given to us by the Creator, not by some federal bureaucrats or globalists that are trying to steal it, or however you want to look at that situation, whether it's the communists, the socialists, the globalists. Every single one of these people represents one entity and one entity only, and that's Satan. They represent the devil, brother.
Man, you so correct on that, man. Pastor, I was in church Sunday with my bishop, and I'm going to have him on the show this Thursday. And we were discussing it because J.B. Prisker came to our church and tried to drop some payoff money off, and we turned him away.
Good
and
for
the
you.
The sad thing about it is that a lot of black pastors across this great nation have fallen for the okey-doke.
Yeah.
They're taking money.
30 seconds. Yeah, 30 seconds. Go ahead, quick.
501c3 don't mean nothing if you don't stand up for God. If you believe in the marriage between a man and a woman and God created us like that, how can you vote for a Democrat that believes in Planned Parenthood that kill babies?
Amen.
That doesn't mix, brother.
Amen.
So check 30 and let's come back.
Yeah. All right. Check out David's program tonight here on TECN-TV, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, dropping truth bombs. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. John Lott Jr. I'm coming up right after this. All right.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
We go. Hey, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very, very privileged to have my next guest on the program. He served in President Trump's administration. He has been an advisor to a number of our there he is. He's getting ready to jump onto the to us right now. Hang on 1 second. We'll bring him on. All right. He is the founder of the Crime Research Center, Crime Research Institute, and I want to welcome to the program John Lott Jr. John, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to talk to you, Greg. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. We are, are we facing an important election here? What do you think?
I hard to think of an important election. I mean, I suppose, but, you know, everything from time to the economy and House, the Democrats have just gone very extreme on this thing. So it's kind of hard to think of a time when more at stake.
It's, you know, I mean, one of the big things that they're after, obviously, is our right to defend ourselves. you know, where do you see them pushing that the most right now?
Well, we're in a very strange world right now where, on the one hand, Democrats have wanted it very difficult for law enforcement to function, to defend us, and they also want it difficult for individuals to go and defend themselves. And, I think they want to do whatever they can to make it costly for individuals to be able to have guns for self-defense. You look at something like zero tolerance policy, where he's literally put thousands out of business in the last year or so, for any type of paperwork mistake, no matter be all incontrovertible. If the government went over the last 15 years, you think of some type, and they use that as a justification to take business. This is an example. Obviously, using presidential institutions not to go and do business with gun makers or gun dealers. To hand credit card for your or don't handle or other. I mean, you could operate, but it's a lot more difficult, honestly, to be able to some of the practical things beyond different types of guns that they're pushing. And it's beyond that. It's for the judges that are there. Biden has been getting judges confirmed on the court rate. And in events that means the race is here actually will be the most important. Determine whether or not he's going to be a poor dream many different ways. Just look at Justice Brown that he's put on the Supreme Court. She was not only on the sentencing commission continually fighting to reduce criminal penalties, but even after those reductions, she herself and the cases that she had before her was continually going below the suggested minimum sentences for different crimes. So it gives you, look, just on crime generally, here we have an administration that refuses to criticize district attorneys across the country who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. He refuses to criticize liberal judges that have left out, half or even two-thirds of the inmates from jails in many parts of the country. He refuses to criticize Democrats for bail reform, where they're letting criminals out, as soon as they get in. So, it's a very frustrating job for police right now.
Well, and it's not only frustrating for police, but I think about, the danger for the average citizen. Honestly, you have a very significantly dangerous situation for the average citizen when you're putting what you know to be violent criminals back out on the street, and they know that there's very little in the consequences for their actions.
No, I mean, that's exactly right. But, it's more than just the direct violence that you have. What parts of town do you think most of the violence occurs? It occurs in poor minority areas. They're the victims in so many different ways. They own some of the businesses that get destroyed. They work in those places, so they lose jobs. They shop in those stores, so the products that they were able to buy in those stores go out of business. So it's more than homes in many parts of those towns. So what happens is the property values relative to what they would have been otherwise. So these individuals hurt in many different ways. The ways that crime hurts people,
You know, just look at the Parkland case. Just decided, finally, a sentence was handed down against Nicholas Cruz, who murdered 17 people.
Right.
Last Wednesday. That was 4 years and 9 months after the crime occurred. You know, you have people that their lives are delayed. They're having to worry about testifying. They're constantly being forced to relive the tragedy that they're. The executive director for the Crime Research Center, Nikki Go, 13 years ago, almost 14 years ago, she watched her husband murdered in front of her by a stalker. It took several years, to go to trial at that point, but it's continued to go on because the murderer has continued to stalk her from prison. Right now, she's been waiting almost, over 3 years, for the continued stalking from the same guy who murdered her husband, over 13 years ago. And, you know, it's the nightmare. Still having to prepare for trial. Just having to relive evidence. You know, those people, I don't think people understand the long-term damage that these crimes do to people. She constantly hears, about that.
Sure.
Constantly having to prepare herself for the trial and therefore relive it. And then, you know, the trial's delayed. It's going to be now the fourth time, that it's been delayed and it's supposed to happen today, actually, the third, attempt at the trial. And so, you know, times when we think about these crimes, we think about, you know, what were the numbers of murders or the numbers of rapes or the numbers of assaults, but, you know, the collateral damage that I was just describing is the communities generally, even people who are not direct crime, and the harm to people for the long run is they're having to go and live with the consequences of it.
We're going to have to take a quick break here, John. I think when we come back that's an important piece because the public in general hears about all of, oh, look how many people die, you know, guns, 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 guns. But what about the victims of the violent crimes as you're describing and the continued trauma that they have to live with that could have been avoided if someone had been there or if they had been not so defenseless. We'll be back with more about that coming up right after this brief break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, John Lott Jr., crimeresearch.org is the organization that he founded. And we're talking about, John, I'd ask you kind of the question about, you know, the long-term impacts. And we'll get Nikki on to talk about that. You brought something up to me in the green room that I think is important, and that has to do with the violence that is happening towards pro-life and pregnancy resource styles centers like Reverend Jim Hardin and his center in New York. Care to talk about that?
Yeah, we just released a study this last week. You know, over the summer, there was a lot of news articles about violence to pro-choice facilities across the country, a lot of claims. What struck me when I was reading the articles was that they didn't really have examples of things that were happening now. You know, they have examples from 5 years ago or whatever. And so we reached out to the abortion groups to ask them for their list of cases. We asked many times, we asked multiple organizations, and they would acknowledge that they had received our request, but they never followed through. And then we reached out to the reporters just to see if the reporters who had written on, you know, these press releases from these pro-abortion organizations actually had obtained a list, and they hadn't. The Department of Justice has a list of attacks on pro-abortion facilities, though they don't have one for pro-life. And so what we decided to do was to go and do a new search on those cases. And what we found was pretty startling. What we found, I was surprised. We found that since the beginning of May through the end of September, there were 22 times more than 22 times more attacks on pro-life people or facilities than there were on pro-choice individuals or facilities. In fact, the Department of Justice, which has put a lot of resources and keeps it current on lists of these attacks, only has one example since the beginning of May. That was somebody put super glue in some locks at a Planned Parent facility, and they were bringing criminal charges against the individual who had done that. You know, the big thing is the U.S. Department of Justice has been going back years now under the Biden administration to find cases that they can go and bring. But it's interesting that while they're putting all these resources into going after any type of harm done to pro-choice, pro-abortion facilities or individuals, they have nothing. They don't have a list. They don't keep track of cases involving pro-life. And, you know, I suppose I was affected as much as anybody. I kind of thought, well, maybe they're similar or whatever, but I kind of assumed from all the media coverage that it was greater in the pro-abortion area. But it's massively the other way. And if the thing is, if the media undercounts attacks involving against pro-life people, then even that 22-to-1 ratio underestimates the gap that's there.
Well, you know, they're doing this under what they call the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, the FACE Act. And as you said, they're going back several years and, you know, attempting to grab video footage and what have you. And the sad part is, of course, is number one, you've got individuals now that are coming out and testifying about how the very individuals the FBI have gone after helped them. And here they are sitting in their living rooms, happy, holding their babies, saying, you know, thank God, right? That there was somebody there to interrupt my process and cause me to rethink the value of life, and here's my precious son or my precious daughter. I talked about this in my earlier segment, John. You have an education system that is educating young children that not only do their lives not matter because they just crawled up out of a swamp, so there's no creator, there's no value, there's no origin to their life, no value to their life, and therefore whatever is growing inside of them has no value either. The choice happens before you have sex, not after you've had it and now you're carrying a life within you. That's not where choice takes place. And they're indoctrinated to believe this, though, John. That I think that's why there's this violence.
Right. Look, nobody needs to take our word for these cases. We have them on our website at crimeresearch.org. We have all the cases listed, and we have all the links to the news stories so people can go and check and confirm for themselves. You know, when you go through this, what you see is that there's overwhelmingly, when an attack occurs at an abortion facility, it gets national news coverage. When an attack occurs involving pro-life, you'll get local news coverage, maybe in one story or something. And so my guess is I probably have missed cases involving attacks on pro-life. Even then, even though you get 100, you'll see you have 135 cases since the beginning of May against pro-life people or facilities, and you have 6 involving pro-choice. And again, people don't need to take our word for it.
And you can find that article, by the way, at Town Hall. Since the Dobbs decision leaked, violence against pro-lifers was over 22 times that against pro-choicers. We're in our closing seconds. And another area here, or closing minutes, another area is the underreporting, of, you know, going back to what we talked about earlier regarding the gun situation, the underreporting of civilians that actually stopped violence as a result of the ability to be able to carry out their Second Amendment rights. Can you talk about that for a second?
Right. Well, when I was in the Department of Justice up until January last year, one of my tasks was to go and look at these active shooting reports from the FBI. These active shooting reports are instances where guns fired in public, not part of some other type of crime like a robbery or a gang fight over drug turf. It could be anything from a gun being fired at just one person and missing all the way up to a mass public shooting. The FBI claims that over the 8 years from 2014 to 2021, there were 252 active shooting attacks in the United States, and 11 of them, they say, were stopped by legally armed civilians. I pointed out that they had missed cases when I was at the Department of Justice. We've collected many more since then. And I think there's 360 of these active shooting cases, of which 124 were stopped by civilians with guns. So rather than 4%, I'd say it's 34%. But what I'd also say is that we're much more confident about getting cases in recent years. So if you look at 2021, for example, 49% of active shooting cases were stopped by armed civilians. And on top of that, if you kind of separate out gun-free zones from other places, because, you know, law-abiding citizens aren't going to carry in a place where guns are banned. You can't expect them to go and stop those attacks.
Right.
I made that argument to the FBI when I was there, but they would have nothing to do with trying to separate those out. But if you separate them out, you get about 60% of places where people were allowed to carry were stopped by legally armed civilians. That's a long ways from 4%. And, you know, it's, I had one quick comment, and that is, you know, you mentioned before about gun crime. One thing people need to understand, while Democrats are just talking about guns as the solution to violent crime, guns only account for about less than 8% of violent crime. Over 92% of violent crime has nothing to do with guns. If you're going to reduce violent crime, the way you do that is make it costly and difficult for criminals to commit crime. You got to make it so that they're more likely to get arrested and sent to jail. You can't have kind of the revolving system here where even when the police do arrest them, they're immediately put back out on the street.
Absolutely. That has to stop. CrimeResearch.org, John Lott Jr. Folks, listen, all of this needs to be brought to the polls today. And we need to be voting for pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, pro-God candidates at the polls today. Make your vote count. John, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working has been an FBI informant for a number of years. And January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
your... I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to party with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.